Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, if you have your cell phones, put them on the silent position, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, "You Are My Beloved Son." You are my beloved son. And so we're going to pick it up in Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. And let's read these scriptures together. And it reads, "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove." Verse 11. "Then a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son.'" This is where I got the topic. "In whom I am well pleased.' And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by old Slewfoot, Satan himself, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him." Amen. And so we're going to do what's called an expository teaching, line by line, precept upon precept. And so let's break this down, starting with verse 9. "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan." And so, saints, Nazareth, when he was a young boy, he grew up there. But we all know where he was born. Where was he born?
Bethlehem.
And so when they had to flee, where did they flee to? Egypt. And when it was time to come back, they came back to Nazareth. And that's where he grew up most of his life. He grew up in a place called Nazareth. Amen?
Hi, Dad.
Hello. Thank you, God. And so I found a correlating scripture found in the book of Matthew. Let's go there right now. In Matthew 2:22, look at this. "But when he had heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'He shall be called a Nazarene.'" So this is where Jesus ended up growing up, in Nazareth. But did you know that that was the least amount of miracles that took place in his hometown? Why? Because they knew who he was. Thank you, God. Nazareth was a small town in Galilee, located about halfway between the Sea of Galilee and the Mediterranean Sea. The city was despised and avoided by many Jews. Why? Because it had reputation for independence. Nazareth was an unlikely hometown for so great a king as Jesus. Yet even Jesus, his hometown, demonstrated his humility and identification with ordinary people. You know what that is saying? As you and I, who God now has highly exalted, did you know that you've been appointed, anointed, and approved by God? And some of us come from National City. What good thing can come out of there? Huh? Yeah. What good thing could come out of there? But yet, God chose people in many parts of our county. I think yours was East San Diego, right, Pastor Arm? Yes, sir. That's right. You went to what? Hoover. Hoover. I was a Sweetwater Red Devil. That's right. Spartan? Chula Vista? Huh? What were you? Spartan? Oh, okay, we got Spartans in here. We're going to watch out for the sparks to fly in here. Huh?
Was
what? Oh, you're a loner. Oh, Trojan. Oh, we used to spank that, you know. Rivalry. So Jesus, he demonstrated humility where he came from. Because Nazareth was a town that they despised. You know, it was like ghetto-licious over there. It was ghetto. It was ghetto. And if you ever go through Nazareth, it still looks like ghetto. Can I get an amen? It's ghetto-licious over there. Look at this. If John's baptism was for repentance from sin, you ever ask a question, why was Jesus baptized? Why was he baptized? He was God Almighty. He was God in the flesh. He had no sin. And so while even the greatest prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, they had to confess their sinfulness and need for repentance, Jesus didn't need to admit sin because he was sinless. Look what he says in John right up here. Which of you convict me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? They were calling Jesus a sinner. They were saying they were saying a lot of bad things to him, and yet he was the sinless Savior. Paul wrote this in 2 Corinthians. Look at this: for he made him, who Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Did you know it was an act of mercy and grace that God came upon us? It was the sinless Savior that touched your life. And guess what? Now when God the Father looks down, he looks at your life. Guess what he sees? Nothing but the blood. Because the blood has blotted out our sins. Can I get an amen? How many so blessed that God remembers your sin no more? He has cast them as far as the east from the west. And he remembers your sin no more. Look at Hebrews 4:15 here. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Oh, they tempted him. They mocked him. They spat upon him. They ridiculed him. They probably even talked about his mama. You know that. You know they did everything. And yet, he did not revile back. Man, this is how awesome Jesus is. He's a man's man. He would just turn the cheek. Look what I found in 1 John 3:5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. So we're looking at his baptism. He was sinless. And so I found some points that I truly believe is why he was baptized for all of us to see. And so although Jesus didn't need forgiveness, he was baptized for these following reasons. Number one, to confess sin on behalf of the nation. Because the nation had repented. We got to remember, there was a 400-year gap between Malachi and Matthew. And so John the Baptist was the first prophet that they heard. They were in a dry place. Haven't heard from God. But many of them had sinned before God as a nation. And so he said, oh, guess what? I'm going to go down for them. Look what I found in Isaiah 6:5. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Israel had their hands dirty. Why? Because they killed the prophets. They murdered the prophets. They didn't want to hear truth. And when truth was confronted to them, they got rid of the prophets. Some of them were boiled in oil. Some of them were beheaded. Some of them were torn in sunder. Some of them, they were cut in half. Because they didn't want to hear truth. Look what Nehemiah says right up here. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned. And so for all those years, the 400 years, there was no one there to receive their repentance. Until God said, okay, I'm going to come on the scene now, and I'm going to change everything. It was God's appointed time that John the Baptist would be raised up and that Jesus would come on the scene as well. Look at Ezra 9:2. For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed is mixed with the peoples of the lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and rulers have been foremost in this trespass. So there was many things that Jesus took on in baptism for the nation. For the nation. He was crying out for them as an example that you need to confess your sin, because this nation never had. Second point is this: to fulfill all righteousness. He had to show through baptism to fulfill all righteousness. And in order to accomplish God's mission and advance God's work in the world, I found this in Matthew 3:13. Look at this. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it not to be so, for thus it is fitting. What? For us to fill all righteousness. And then he allowed him. He had to fulfill righteousness. This was the right thing to do. Thank you, God. My third point is this: to inaugurate his public ministry, to bring the message of salvation to all the people. Notice John the Baptist, repent and be baptized. Then Jesus came. Repent and be baptized. Then the apostles came. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Woo! Thank you, God. Fourth point is also this: to show support for John's ministry. Remember, John was in what? In the desert. What was he dressed like? Camel's hair. Eating honey and locusts. Woo! How about going on a diet, try and do that? Come on. How many days did he... Oh, how many hours can you last? How many minutes? Could you put a locust in your mouth? One that's still moving. Lord have mercy. Also, fifthly, look at this. To identify with the penitent people of God. Thus with humanness and sin. He needed to deal with their issue, because mankind was very sinful. And here's the sinless God being baptized as a perfect example that this is what we must do. And number six, to give us an example to follow God's way. So there's many examples why he was baptized. You see, Jesus, the perfect man, he didn't need baptism for sin, but he accepted baptism in obedient service to his Father. And God showed his approval. Praise God. And so, saints of God, we need the same attitude of humility. How many believe that? Yeah. That same humility that he showed us. And it's submission to God and dedication to servanthood. God is raising up some wonderful servants in here. Beautiful servants. And he's looking that you would be humble about it. There's nothing to be braggadocious about it. Amen? God will get all the glory. And guess what? He will bless you in the secret. In your secret room, he will bless you. The least you expect it, he will come and bless you beyond comparison. And you know it's him. You know why he does it in secret? Because he wants all the glory for you. Can I get amen?
Amen?
He wants all the glory. So let's go to verse 10 of Mark chapter 1. And it reads, "And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove." So apparently, saints, the action of the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove was a sign for John that Jesus was the Messiah. The splitting of the heavens, it presents God's intervention into humanity in the human presence of God in Christ Jesus. Just imagine how God just split that open. And then God the Father spoke through that. He opened up the heaven to speak. It was as if the heavens rolled back to reveal the invisible throne of God. Look what Isaiah wrote here in Isaiah 64. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to the adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence." Let me just say this. When Jesus came on the scene, the demons had to tremble now. Can I get amen? Because we're going to read on later on in this book. Oh, they trembled. They saw him coming. Some of them even said, "It's not our time yet." They knew that they were going to be cast into the lake of fire. But it wasn't their time yet. Look at this. As water boiled, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. So we need to look at the characteristics of that dove. There are some characteristics of this dove, because you got to see the sequence. He goes in the water, the heavens open, and then the dove lands on him. And then the Father speaks. So a lot of times we just read that and then we move on when he goes to the wilderness. But wait, everything has a purpose. We can't just let, oh, okay, a dove came on him, and let's just go past that. No. We need to look at the characteristics of the dove. Why? Why did God choose a dove? And so let's look at the baptism, Jesus' baptism. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all describe the Holy Spirit descending like a dove upon Jesus' baptism. This event firmly established the dove as a symbol of the Spirit's presence and anointing. It was something that they can tangibly see. Because you cannot see the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? It's like the wind. You could go outside, you see the leaves going back and forth, but you can't see the wind. It's invisible to the eye. Well, the Holy Spirit's the same. He's real. You can't see him. But when he comes upon you, he changes you from the inside out. And so another characteristic of the dove is gentleness and innocence. Doves are known for their gentle and peaceful nature, qualities that align with the character of the Holy Spirit. They are also seen as symbols of innocence and purity. It's a clean bird. It's not a crow. A dove is not an animal of prey. Matter of fact, they're seed eaters. They won't kill another bird to eat. Other birds try to kill them to eat them. It's a gentle bird. That's why the Holy Spirit is gentle. The Holy Spirit doesn't devour us. The Holy Spirit doesn't body slam us into submission. Aren't you so blessed to know that?
Amen.
Just imagine if we had a bully Holy Spirit. No, he's gentle. And he's a gentleman.
Amen.
But also what it symbolizes is this. New beginnings. The dove's appearance in the story of Noah's Ark, returning with an olive branch after the flood, also connects it with the themes of reconciliation and new beginnings, further solidifying its symbolic meaning, meaning that that was going to be the new beginning. Hallelujah. God was opening up a new way of living for the believer. A whole new dispensation would be revealed at his baptism. And so, baptism was a symbol that God is doing something brand new in your life. How many can honestly say, since you've been baptized, it's been a brand new life now?
Yes.
A brand new life. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And do we still battle with sin? Yes. Do we still get tempted? Yes. But now we got, hallelujah, the power of the Holy Spirit to rescue us, to convict us, to watch over us, to guard us, to speak to us, to direct us, to give us wisdom. Hallelujah. Are you in commune with the Holy Spirit? Because he will show you great and mighty things to come if you take time out to talk to him. See, a lot of people don't talk to him because they don't see him. But he's there. When you fall on your face before him, just you, and you start speaking to the Holy Spirit, you'll feel him well up in your chest. Man, he'll well up in you, man. Man, you just start smiling. You know it's him. It's a power you cannot comprehend. It's a joy. There's no other feeling like that in the world. It's what you've been looking for all your life and didn't know where to get it. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Many of us were looking for so many things in this life. Drugs, alcohol, gangbangers. Come on. We robbed, we stole, we cheated. We did all those things until the Holy Ghost came. And once the Holy Ghost came, he changed us from the inside out.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen? He drove out all that darkness. He drove out the things that we didn't want to do no more. And we tossed them. And Satan will try to tempt you. He'll try to bring them back to you. But now we got the power to say, I bind and rebuke you, Satan. You are a liar and the father of lies. You start coming against that devil. Can I get amen?
Amen.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you,
right,
you will condemn. Hallelujah. In judgment.
That's right.
We got the power now to stay saved. To be saved. Can I get amen? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, spiritual, through the pulling down of strongholds. Can I get amen? You should be able to pull down strongholds. You ought to be speaking to those devils in your life and say, I bind you, Satan. Hallelujah. Some of you get bound up and get caught up. That's when you say, you take a step back and say, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Start pleading the blood. Start pleading the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Woo. Jesus will come. That's right. He will come. The dove has a gentle nature. Beyond the dove, the Holy Spirit is also symbolized by fire and wind. But the dove is particularly emphasized for its ability to depict the Spirit's personal and gentle nature. Praise God. The dove serves as a visual reminder of the Holy Spirit's presence, its peace, its purity, and role in bringing about new life and transformation in believers. This is what needs to take place in a person's life, is a brand new life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
If you're still battling with the old things and you're still dealing with the old things, hallelujah, you need to trade that life in. Can I get amen? Say, you know what? I'm tired of this life. God, give me your new life. I give you this one. And by faith, he will meet you where you're at. That's right. And so let's move on to verse 11 of chapter 1 of Mark. And it reads, then a voice came from heaven. You are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And so the Spirit descended and the voice came from heaven proclaiming the Father's approval of Jesus as his divine son. Saints, Jesus is God's divine son in the foundation. All that we read throughout the Gospels. And he is part of the Godhead. Can I get an amen? Amen. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. It's the Godhead. The Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The voice said, you are my beloved Son. Jesus Christ has a unique and awesome relationship with his Father because he is God and he's the only Son of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know that all three are one? All three are one. They're all equal. Praise God. The Bible says we are made in the image of them. Can I get an amen? We're made in the image of God. The phrase, I am fully pleased with you, means that the Father takes great delight and pleasure and satisfaction in the Son. Does he take great and delight satisfaction with you, saints of God? Is God pleased with your walk? Is he pleased with your life? Is he pleased that he chose us for his glory? Let me just say this. I'll answer it for you. Yes. Yes. Because he made the initial choosing. He chose us. We didn't choose him.
Amen.
So in other words, he already knew the junk that was in the trunk. Can I get an amen? He knew what we had. That's why I love about Jesus. He says, come as you are. Some people, oh man, I got to clean up my life before I come. No, that's a lie from the pit. Because you'll never clean up. You'll never clean up. You'll procrastinate. You'll just, well, tomorrow. No, he said, come as you are. And he will take what you cannot. Whatever's hindering you. The thing that you can't just let go, he will remove it gently from you and give you his power, his spirit, to live godly, to live holy, that you would establish a prayer life, that you would exalt him, that you would sing for him, serve him, worship him, praise him, glorify him, that you would take the gospel from these four walls. And that you would take them out to the highways and byways. People that need to know who Jesus is. That you will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. First to the Jew, then to us Gentiles. God is saying to us today, do not be ashamed of what he's done in our life. Exalt him. Proclaim him. Lift up the bloodstained banner. Let people know in your life, that I was once lost, but now I'm saved. Let them know that there is a lively hope, the hope in Jesus Christ, that he wants to save you. He wants to sanctify you. He wants to justify you. He wants to glorify you. He wants to give you eternal life. God wants to do all these great and mighty things, but you got to surrender. You got to say, here I am, Lord. Take me now. I can't do this on my own strength, and none of us can. This is why we need him. Hallelujah. All he's saying, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, come unto me, and I will give you rest for your soul. Take my yoke. It's easy. Take my burden. It's light. Hallelujah. Give him all your junk that's in the trunk. Give him everything that's under the hood. Hallelujah. What's in the pockets, what's in the closet, what's underneath the mattress, what's underneath the everywhere. All your hidden stuff. Hallelujah. Just take it to him. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And a lot of it is in our mind. Hallelujah. Open up that mind and say, hey, Lord, take that, God. Hallelujah. And exchange it. Watch God do the miraculous and give you a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this lesson. Hallelujah. We're going to be praying an altar call in a few minutes right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I think we need to have a deliverance service here today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You see, saints, the Bible referenced that speak of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Look what I found in Ephesians right up here, right here. Ephesians 2:18. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. We have access through Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit to the Father. At one time, the Father was distant from us. And now we see Christ, we see the Father. We have the Holy Spirit. We can hear from the Father now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look in 2 Corinthians right up here, 3:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. God wants to commune with you. This is not about Holy Communion taking with the wafer and the juice. No, God wants to commune with you. All three want to commune with you, meaning having fellowship with him. How many want fellowship with God, the Father, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all at once? Yep. Woo, man. Man, you're talking about a dance party there. Yep. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look what Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and in the sight of our God and Father. He's always mentioning them. Look at this. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. Turn to your neighbor and say, God has elected you. Isn't that something? God has elected us. We didn't elect him. We didn't have to go to a ballot box and vote for election. No. He chose you. He went through the highways. He went through the byways. Hallelujah. He went through the alleys. Man, he turned over rocks. He went down in Dempsey dumpsters. He turned over tortillas and rotten cantaloupes and found us.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come on. Many of us were on the dunghill of heap. We was toe up from the flow up. And God found us.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to use you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're my little teddy. Yeah, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you. See, he looks at you differently. Man, we could look at each other. We could laugh.
That's right.
No, he don't look at us like that. He looks at us like, you know what? We're wonderfully, meticulously made by him. And there is no error. Fearfully made. Fearfully made. Hallelujah. He didn't make no mistake with you. But when you look in the mirror, you find 50 mistakes. You see all the things that fall short, don't you? But he don't see you that way. And guess what? He wants to use you just like you are. Hallelujah. He won't change a thing. He just says, just let me be used. Let me use you for my glory, he says. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Look at this. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. Paul came in the power of the Holy Ghost. He came prayed up. He was empowered. Hallelujah. He was not ashamed. He didn't care if he got stoned. He didn't, what I mean, not through a hookah pipe, that stoned by rocks. He didn't care. This man took beatings for the gospel. But he did it for us. Just imagine if he would have thrown in the towel. We would not be reading things of this nature. But God said, not so. I'm going to preserve that word for you and for you and for you. Turn to your neighbor. It was preserved for you. That's right. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? Aren't you so blessed? So let's move on to verse 12 of Mark chapter 1. And it reads, and immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. So Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, takes the offense against the enemy. The enemy is Satan. By going into the lonely, desolate wilderness to fight temptation. Look at this in Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Let me just say this. God will sometimes lead you through the fire. God will lead you sometimes to be tempted. He won't tempt you, but he'll lead you to a place where temptation is to see if you're standing with him. Can I get an amen? Are you with him? You have to know that he's with you. Can I get an amen? Because wherever he leads, he's with us. Look at this. The word for compelled is very forceful in the Greek, called anagasko. Definition: conveying the meaning of thrown out or cast out. When the Spirit of God came upon him, and he went into the wilderness. Now he's empowered. And he has that right there. Anakazo, meaning the ability to cast out demons. Hallelujah. Let me ask you this. Have you been prayed up enough that when you see a demon-filled person, that demon can be cast out? If you're not prayed up, if you got no power, that thing will beat you up and probably rip all your clothes off. And you'll run out naked. That's what happened in the book of Acts, huh? These men came to a demon-filled person. And the demon said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? And that thing jumped on him, man, and tore him up and ran naked. My goodness. My goodness. And so the power was given to God. Later on, we're going to get to this, but in verse 34 of Mark, then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out what? Many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Man, that's a whole lot of dumous power. That's a whole lot of power there. Hallelujah. He just spoke it. He didn't have to grab him by the nape of the neck in the name of Jesus. He spoke the word. He spoke the word. Look at this in 39. But he said to them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also. Jesus was a preacher. Because for this purpose I have come forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out what? Man, that place was demon infested. Did you know that our city in San Diego is demon infested? When you have a month-long gay pride, whatever, it's demon-led. That's not Holy Spirit-led. And they're influenced by Satan. And they can sport a flag that's as long as three houses. Jesus, help us. We live in times of uncertainty, don't we? And this is the time. I need you guys. I'm going to pause right here real quick. I'm just going to exhort us right now. Be praying for Israel. Yes. They're at war right now. And I believe it's going to escalate because China and Russia are going to get involved. Because they pledged to Iran that they would back them. And something's coming down at the end of this month. Something fierce. I'm hoping we're going to be prayed up. And you better know who your God is. Can I get amen? Because if shells come this way, you better know who God is. There's going to be a shaking coming. The Bible says in Revelation, 2.3 billion are going to die in a war. That hasn't happened yet. Because back then when it was written, there wasn't that many people. Now there's 8 billion people in the world. So a third is going to go down. We don't know what area. We don't know what. All I know is that we're going to go into a war. Because that right there is the beginning of China invading Taiwan. And then Russia is going to continue to escalate their war with Ukraine. So we got three wars. And U.S. is going to be pulled into one of them.
We're already into one.
Yeah, we're already into one.
They're shooting down the...
Scud. Yeah, the missiles.
Yeah.
They're shooting down missiles. Saints of God, we live in a time of uncertainty. This is the time to get draw close to God, draw close to your families. Serve your family. First of all, serve your God. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, all your heart.
Pray for your leaders.
Yes.
Love your wives.
Yes.
Hug your children.
Yep.
Be good to them. Because
yep.
Things can change like that.
Yep.
Things can change like that. Within an hour, everything can change. So pray. This is not to scare you. This is to equip you. This is why we're talking about these things right here. About power. Power. Holy Ghost power. And God forbid, we're taken out. The Bible says to be absent for the body, to be present with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We'll be with Him immediately. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
And we will be changed and be like Him. So you know what? We win.
Yes, we do.
Pray for your loved ones. Pray for those that don't know Jesus. Because when we're gone, they're going to wish they knew. And the only way then is they have to refuse the mark of the beast and get their head lopped off. Because God said, whoever takes the mark will not be saved. And they already got chips right now, ready for the brain and for the head and for the hand. It's already there. It's all there. It's ready. But I'm praying that God takes the church home. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Oh, Jesus, come and get the church. Take us out of here. Hallelujah. And He will. Thank you, God. And so, thank you, God. Let's move on to verse 13 of Mark chapter 1. Here we go. And there was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with wild beasts. And the angels ministered to him. Jesus remained alone for 40 days. It's Matthew, Mark talk about it during the times that he had to fast. The Gospel of Matthew and Luke describe in more detail the temptation endured by Jesus. So when we get to those books, we're going to get into more detail of his fasting and his temptation. But Satan is an angel who rebelled against God. He is real, not symbolic. And he is constantly working against God and those who will obey him. Satan tempted Eve. Did you know that in the garden? And persuaded her to sin and to disobey God. He tempted Jesus in the wilderness and did not persuade and tried to persuade him to fail. Aren't you so blessed that Jesus said, not so? Thank you, God. The wilderness was a dangerous and desolate place, inhabited by wild animals. The wilderness regions of Palestine had animals such as boars, jackals, wolves, foxes, leopards, and hyenas. And that's where God was led out to go for 40 days. Had no food. Mark is the only gospel writer to mention this, pointing out the hostile nature of the wilderness where Jesus spent 40 days being tempted. Let's look at this for a moment. The wilderness experience. Number one, what did it do for Jesus? It was purification and preparation. The wilderness served as a place of spiritual cleansing and preparation for the ministry Jesus was about to embark on. It was a time of intense focus on God and His will, setting the stage for the teachings and actions that would follow. So it was a time of purification. Also, it was a time of testing and temptation. During this time in the wilderness, Jesus was tempted by Satan in various ways, including physical hunger, the desire for earthly power, and the temptation to prove his divinity through a miraculous act. This testing was a crucial part of his preparation, demonstrating his commitment to God's will and his ability to resist sin. Also, it was demonstrating divine identity. The wilderness experience also served to reveal Jesus' true identity as the Son of God, the Messiah. His ability to overcome temptation and his focus on spiritual matters over worldly desires reinforced his divine nature. And then we look at the symbolic significance. The 40 days in the wilderness also hold symbolic meaning, paralleling the 40 years of Israel's wandering in the desert and representing a period of trial, testing, and transformation. It's a reminder of the spiritual journey and the challenges believers face in their faith. How many of you right now can honestly say that you have gone through serious trials? Oh, yes. I think every one of us in here, huh? And guess what? As soon as you're done with one, here comes another. And if you didn't pass that first one, it'll be a repeat. Can I get amen? So angels took care of him through this process. In no way lessons that intensify the temptations. Listen, they ministered to him, but they didn't take away the intensity of it. They just came to comfort him. Angels like these who waited on Jesus have a significant role as God's messengers. These spiritual beings were involved in Jesus' life on earth by many of them. And this is their role right up here. Look at this. Announcing Jesus' birth to Mary. They were the ones that proclaimed. And then they came reassuring Joseph. An angel had to come to reassure Joseph. These are ministering angels. And then the angel named Jesus, naming him. You shall call his name Jesus. And he will save who? His people from their sins. And then they came also announcing Jesus' birth to the shepherds. Praise God. And protecting Jesus by sending his family to Egypt. Because Herod wanted to kill. Matter of fact, he slaughtered all the infants during that time. And then ministering to Jesus in Gethsemane. Saints, Jesus' temptation, we can learn from the following that our Lord could bring dangerous and intense spiritual battles to us, and yet, with the power of God, they can be defeated. Can I get amen? Amen. How many believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Amen. How many believe that if we are a child of God, yes, that we have everything that God has given us?
Yeah, that's right.
2,000 years later, when he left, he said, you would do greater things than I would do. Greater things. And some of those greater things is to win the lost of any cause. Can I get amen? I'm going to ask this question. How many of you believe that you don't know whether or not you're saved? We're not going to shame you in here. Raise your hand if you need prayer. Raise your hand if you need prayer that, hey, I need God. Sometimes I battle with my flesh. Sometimes I'm having trouble with my walk with God. How many can say that we trouble in that area? How many? Don't be ashamed, because we're here. We're here to pray for you. We're here to watch God set you free. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let me pray right now. Father, I bind every lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cast down everything that would lift itself up above the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that you would give every one of us clarity of heart, clarity of mind in the name of Jesus. We drive out everything that's not like you, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord, for a repentant heart. We pray, God, Lord, those who would seek you with their whole heart, soul, and mind. We pray, Lord, for the miraculous to take place right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray, Lord, for those who would just come with their whole heart, soul, and mind and lay it at your feet. And Lord, that you would do the miraculous in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you need prayer, if you need to know that your sins need to be forgiven, I'm going to ask you guys to come up here to the front, and we're going to pray for you right now. I really believe God wants to do something mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Don't be bashful. This is your moment to come. Hallelujah. Receive the things of God. Come on. God wants to set somebody free today. In the name of Jesus. Some people are struggling with alcohol and drugs and things in that nature. Some are still struggling. Hallelujah. Hanging out with those who are up to no good. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tammy, Catherine, come up here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me get some oil. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start here. Lay hands here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lay hands first right here on Dago. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray right now, God. Hallelujah. Lord, bind the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, deliverance and freedom. Hallelujah. Lord, give them a mind. Hallelujah. To serve you, to glorify you, to magnify you, oh God. Lord, let them have a made up mind to praise you, to glorify you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, set them free to worship and praise you and to serve you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, separate the darkness. Separate the darkness from his life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God has shown me right now. There's people in your life, hallelujah, that are up to no good. And all they want to do is keep you away from God. Hallelujah. God is saying, separate yourself. You don't have to say nothing to them. Just separate yourself. Hallelujah. And run to the household of God. Run to those who love God. Hallelujah. They will be the ones to watch over you and pray for you. Hallelujah. Draw close. Time is running out. Draw close. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for him right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the anointing to be upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and receive him right now. Hallelujah, Dago. Just open your mouth and say, Lord Jesus, I need you, God. I need you in my life. Hallelujah. I need you to move.
I need you to move.
Hallelujah. Mightily.
Mightily.
In my mind.
In my mind.
My body.
My soul.
Help me, God.
Help me, God.
To serve you.
To serve you.
Help me, God.
Help me, God.
To worship you.
To worship you.
Help me, God.
Help me, God.
To walk right.
To walk right.
With you, God.
With you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me say no.
Help me say no.
To darkness.
To darkness.
And Lord, let me embrace,
and Lord, let me embrace
the light.
The light.
The light of God.
The light of God.
And the people of God.
And the people of
that want to help me.
That want to help
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch him right now with the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God. Hallelujah. Do a mighty work right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do a mighty work right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Strengthen him right now, God. Hallelujah. Do that mighty work in his life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. Yes, God. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, God. This is Marty Jr. Yes, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we lay hands on Marty Jr. right now, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, hallelujah, we bind the strong man in his life in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose all the shackles right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, God. Hallelujah, Marty, say this with me. Jesus,
Jesus,
help me, God.
Help me, God.
Help me be set free.
Help me be set free.
Help me to walk right.
Help me to walk right.
Help me to be with you.
Help me to be with you.
And then the people that love you, God.
That love you, God.
Help me separate myself.
Help me separate myself
from the things of darkness.
From the things of darkness.
The things that trap me.
The things that trap me.
The things that draw me away from you.
The things that draw me away.
Oh God, keep me, God.
Keep me, God.
In your perfect will.
In your perfect will.
My parents.
My family.
They love me.
They love me.
They are praying for me.
They are praying for me.
And I know you, Jesus.
And I know you, Jesus.
Can do the miracle.
Can do the miracle.
That you did for them.
That you did for
them. That you would do for me.
That you would do for me.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Lord, right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, break every yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind the strong man right now. We bind it and rebuke it, and we cast it away right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Shadaba, light of God, Jesus, come upon him right now in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill his being. Hallelujah. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help him, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help him with his struggles, oh God. Hallelujah. Set them free, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. God just showed me, brother. Your praise will set you free. Your praise. Start praising Jesus. Start praising him. Start loving him. Start worshiping him. He will set you free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless them, O God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would sever everything that hinders him. Everything, Lord. Everything that hinders him. In the name of Jesus. Oh, cut it out, Lord, with your sword. With the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Sever it right now in his life. And Lord, set him free in the name of Jesus. Every vice, we don't have to name them. You know them, God. Every vice, hallelujah, set them free in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Whoo. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Shakaraba, tataraba. In the name of Jesus. Yi karabo, si karabo, kotarabo, kotarabo. Sharabo, kotaraba, si karaba. Oh, yes, my brother. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, for the call in his life. You have called him from his mother's womb. Hallelujah. To serve you. To praise you. To glorify you. And now's the time, God. Hallelujah. For time is running out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. E karabo, si karabo, si karaba. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would put a song in his heart to praise you, to worship you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, for everything that's dark in his life. Sever it now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that he would come to the light. Hallelujah. Lord, that he would allow the Holy Spirit to come into his life. In the name of Jesus. Empower him, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth, brother, and pray this thing. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you, God.
I thank you, God.
For my life.
For my life.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I need your help.
I need your help.
I can't do
the things
that I want to do.
That I want to do.
With you, God.
With you, God.
Without you.
Without you.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you, Jesus.
To deliver me.
To deliver me.
From all the vices.
From all the vices.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
All the traps.
All the traps.
That the enemy has set for me.
That the enemy has set for me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I turn them in now.
I turn them in.
I give it all to you, God.
I give it all to you, God.
And I want to live for you.
And I want to
serve you.
I want to
sing for you.
I want to
worship for you.
I want to worship.
I want to bless you, O God.
I want to bless you, O
God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, fill him right now. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Empower him. In the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, O God. Oh, give him a love for the things of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Empower him, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For you three men that we just prayed for, this is Father's Day. I want you to remember this day on Father's Day, that God touched your lives and that this is a beginning, a new beginning for all of you to walk in the ways of God. And when you feel like you're growing weak, call upon the Lord. Call upon us. We're here to help you. We're here to strengthen you. We're here to lift up your hands when you cannot lift up your hands anymore. That's what we want to do. We don't want to laugh and mock you. We want to help you. We want to help you grow, that you will learn the things of God and that you would become the men of God, men of valor. And then God would use you mightily in these days that we live in. I see ministries being birthed out of you guys in the name of Jesus. Just honor him with your life. We all went our own ways at one time. But then God, by his grace, brought us back and put us on solid ground. He's doing that today. He's doing that today. Because he loves you. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And he's not mad. He's not angry. His arms are wide open like this. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest for your souls. I will be the glass of water that you need. I will strengthen you. You need jobs? I will get you a job.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You need a good wife that will come with you in ministry. He'll bring a godly woman to you. Hallelujah. A godly woman. Hallelujah. Not a woman of the street. A woman that will praise him and worship him and love him. And you too can be one in Christ. Hallelujah. God wants to give you all these blessings, but you got to surrender to him. Give him your all. Give him everything this day. This blessed day, Father's Day. Hallelujah. Because God is our Father. Hallelujah. And we are all the sons of God. Sons and daughters of God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch them, oh, God. Lord, yes, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I just feel God's going to do something mighty here. God's going to do something mighty here. Stay close to Dad. His dad's on fire right now. Dad's on fire right now. He's going to be speaking in a couple weeks. Him and Louie are going to bring the word. Hallelujah. They're gonna tag team it. Hallelujah. You guys are going to see what God is doing and what he can do in your life. Because one day I may call you and say, come up and bring a word now. Come on. Study and make yourself approved. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. But it all starts today. Take baby steps. And once you take those baby steps, you'll go from crawling to skipping to running. And then you're going to do a full-on sprint. Hallelujah. You may make us spin wheels around us. Hallelujah. Because you guys are young. Come on. God wants to use you guys. It's time. Say no to the devil and say yes to God now. It's time to allow God to do what he's going to do in your life. Amen. 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 Brother Marty, pray for them as we close.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you, this Lord God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord God.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Blessed Father's Day.
Oh, shut up, God.
Not just the Father's Day to us here, Lord God. We give you all the glory on this Father's Day, Lord God. You are him, Lord God. You are Abba, Father. You are all of our Father, Lord God. And I just pray this day, Lord God, that you show us the path, Lord God. Send us where you want us to go, Lord.
Yes.
Send us out with your spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Send us out with your spirit so we can let people know. And let
thank you, God.
Not even with words, Lord God. Just illuminate the beauty that you give us, Lord God, that you instill in our hearts, Lord God.
Thank
show
you, God.
The world this is what we are, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't look at us as
Jesus.
Look at this book by the cover, Lord God. See it, Lord God. See the hearts that are in these men right here.
Yes, Lord.
And just fill them
with
the spirit, Lord God. And let that thank be our guide. Show these men, Lord God, your gifts, your power, Lord God. We've barely tapped the surface on what we're able to do.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord.
I just pray that you
thank
just,
you, God.
Exonerate everything that we have.
Yes.
Done, Lord God. Lift us up.
Thank you, God.
Let us be the sons
you.
That you want us
thank
to
you,
be.
God.
Let us be the fathers on earth to your children.
Thank
Lord
you,
God. That we could send them, show them, Lord God, that
Jesus.
We bring them to you at an early age. Let's not wait, Lord God. Let these young men, these young fathers, Lord God,
yes.
let them see that the only way to teach your children, Lord God, is the way of Jesus.
Thank you,
the
God.
The love of Jesus,
Lord
God, in godly ways.
Thank
and
you,
I
Lord.
Just thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing I could have wished for better than a Father's Day gift to have my sons with me.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
And to receive you, Lord God, in this
thank
church.
You, Jesus.
And I just thank you and give
thank
you all
you,
the
God.
Praise, Lord God.
Thank you,
You've
God.
You've done everything for us, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, God.
We just want to give back.
Jesus.
The best thing that we could give you was our souls, Lord God.
Thank you,
and
God.
Bring our lives and our families into your home.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for these young men, Lord God. Thank you for my young brother-in-law here, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank you for everything.
Thank
Lord
you,
God.
God.
A miracle on Sunday, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
What we're looking for, Lord God. And we thank,
thank
you,
for you, God.
Putting this ball in play.
Thank
Lord
you,
God.
God.
We put the ball in play, Lord God.
Thank
we want
to
score.
Thank
we want to score big.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
And I just pray, Lord God.
Thank
that you,
God.
Bring it home. Bring it home, Lord God.
Thank
Fill
you,
these
God.
Men, Lord God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I thank you. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' mighty name, I thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Give God a shout. Hey. I'm going to close out with Facebook and YouTube. Praise God. Listen, those of you that are on Facebook and YouTube, we want to give you an opportunity to receive the Lord. If you never received the Lord, we just prayed for some wonderful men right now. We had to pray for them right now. The Spirit of God was moving. But if you're watching right now, you never given your heart to Christ, pray this prayer by faith and watch God do the miraculous in your life. So bow your heart and your head and let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for our lives. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Come on, is he worthy? Woo! We serve a mighty God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.